Let me ask you kind of another related question, which is, because you referred several times to the idea of triple negative disease being aggressive. So let me ask you for these numbers. I'm just kind of curious what you would say if one of your fellows said, in general, if you break it down again into these three subsets, ER positive, HER2 positive, and triple negative, with our current therapies, and you look at survival from diagnosis of metastatic disease. And of course, yeah, there's all the variables, but just in general, how much difference is there? What number would you give? What's the global median survival of a patient with metastatic triple negative, HER2 positive, ER positive with our current therapies?
Well, I think that, you know, we have recent data that gives us an idea about the median survival for triple negative disease in the metastatic first line setting from IMpassion 130. You know, in that trial, we enrolled patients who were at least a year from their adjuvant or neoadjuvant taxane chemotherapy. And that actually differentiates a group of patients who are going to have relatively better outcome than the patients who are just progressing and developing metastatic disease within, you know, weeks or months from their early stage diagnosis. So, you know, we're already looking at a group that's a little bit better. And the median survival was about 18 months, regardless of whether you had PD-L1 expression or not in the tumor immune cells. So it does go along with what I think we see in clinical practice. Sometimes we see a more chemotherapy responsive disease and the median survival is a little bit longer. Sometimes we see very resistant disease with rapid progression to brain or other critical organs with organ dysfunction, and those patients live appreciably less than 18 months.